Ron DeSantis, resist Fauci and dystopia, say no to restrictions and mandates. By Hannah Blow on July 29, 2021. Governor Ron DeSantis, R., during a speech at the American Legislative Exchange Council on Wednesday, spoke sharply against the federal government's mandates, surmising that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's CDC updated mask guidance is likely a sign of more restrictions to come, and warning that Americans must say no to further closures, restrictions, and mandates. Did you not get the CDC's memo? I don't see you guys complying. And I say that jokingly, but I think that that may be a sign of potentially seeking to do more things into the future, DeSantis said during a speech in Salt Lake City, emphasizing the importance of rejecting further government coercion and intrusion. And I think it's very important that we say unequivocally no closures, no to restrictions, and no mandates, he said to applause. All Americans, he continued, should be free to choose how they govern their affairs, blasting the efforts of bureaucratic authorities who care little for our freedom. No one, he added, should be consigned to live in what he dubbed a Faucian dystopia. He said, Floridians are free to choose, and all Americans should be free to choose how they govern their affairs, how they take care of themselves and our families, and they should not be consigned to live, regardless of which state in the Union, consigned to live in a Faucian dystopia in which we're governed by the whims of bureaucratic authorities who care little for our freedom, little for our aspirations, and little for our happiness. No more. We can't let it happen going forward. His remarks follow the Biden administration's surrender to the Chinese coronavirus, which past data shows as having a survival rate of higher than 99% for the vast majority of people. The updated CDC guidance now instructs fully vaccinated people to wear masks indoors if you're in an area of substantial or high transmission. All the while, the White House has been utterly unable to explain how the mask reversal does not undermine their messaging that vaccines are the primary way to return to pre-pandemic normalcy. If vaccines work, then why do people who have the vaccine need to now wear masks? Peter Ducey of Fox News asked White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Tuesday. She was unable to answer. The public health leaders in our administration have made the determination, based on data, that that is a way to make sure they're protected, Psaki responded. Meanwhile, President Biden has placed blame on the unvaccinated. We have a pandemic because of the unvaccinated, and they're sowing enormous confusion, he said. If those other 100 million got vaccinated, we'd be in a very different world. Rochelle Walensky, director of the CDC, has also blamed the federal health agency's mask about face on the unvaccinated, asserting it could have been avoided if more Americans had become vaccinated. However, reports suggest that the new guidelines are based, at least in part, on research using a vaccine not even approved in the U.S. The CDC's scientific brief, last updated July 27, states in part, studies from India with vaccines not authorized for use in the United States have noted relatively high viral loads and larger cluster sizes associated with infections with Delta, regardless of vaccination status.